Hello and welcome back to Booch Ball, the only podcast in America that talks about kombucha and also college sports. My name is Alex. I am the host of the show, joined as always by my lovely co-host, Freed. Hey, Freed, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good. And guess what? We're taking it worldwide, spreading the gospel of booch.
Oh, shit.
All around the globe.
Damn, all across the country. So outside of America. Also,
always,
yeah,
intergalactic.
Yeah, I can't imagine there's much of an appetite for college football kombucha analysis outside of America, let alone inside America.
Only in our households.
In our households. Welcome to our households, boochies of the world. Everybody, this is the episode you've all been waiting for. It's time to give thanks. Because the doctor is in the house. Give it up for Dr. Lauren Zimmerman Hershey.
And a gobble to you.
Welcome back to Booch Ball, Lauren. How are you?
I am excellent and I'm grateful, Alex.
Oh my gosh. You're grateful. What are you grateful for, Lauren, exactly?
Oh, we're jumping right in.
What with all the like hate and war in the world, what are you so happy about?
Michigan's 11-0.
Please go on. Your football team is doing well or something. Please go on.
Yeah, I was grateful in the beginning of the season to have both my teams be great, and then slowly Miami has petered out. But I'm grateful that Michigan is still riding high.
Petered out is definitely. Petered out is such a good like word for that because it just like petered out. I feel like that's just like the word itself. You ever talk to your cat about that, about him being petered out, Freed? Your cat Peter?
He has asthma and kidney issues. You could say he's petered out. He's hanging in there though, just like the Canes.
Not really.
I on guess life so. Support, but still alive.
Full eligible.
Full eligible. That's so true. Better than last year. Yeah, I just got back from my big trip down to Miami. Went down, stayed at a little Airbnb with my sister, her boyfriend, and his sister. Had a nice little, in-laws, hangout.
You go to Monty's?
Yes, of course. Oh, actually, I did one of the best things I've ever done as a tourist in Miami, which was to do a boat ride, like a little chartered, private boat thing, which was just like not like a fancy boat, just like a boat that had enough space for like 8 people. And we left from the Monty's dock, BYOB, went around, went under the Rickenbacker Causeway, went over to South Beach, saw like J-Lo's house on Star Island, and then came back around. And we like 3 or 4 of us had to pee so badly that we were like debating whether or not we should ask him to stop and like hang over the sides. And I was like, no, we can get there in like 20 minutes. Let's not degrade ourselves by doing this. But the guy was like, we could have just dropped the ladder, but we powered through and it's the most I have ever had to pee in my entire life. I thought I was going to explode, but we made it and I would highly recommend it.
The pee threshold thing, is it like where you wear tight shoes all day, then you take them off and it just feels amazing? Is that what you're recommending? The bladder euphoria?
No, I recommend the boat tour. I don't recommend having to pee that badly. I peed before, but I think I did the classic mistake of breaking the seal too early. And so I think also like there was gas. So I think there was like a combination of like there was just a lot of pressure happening in my nether region. And that's...
Is there a college football analogy coming or...
Huh?
Great story about your trip to Miami.
Sure. Rest of the nether regions. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I would highly recommend doing the Monty's moat tour. Oh, what if a wagon was dragging with the flagons? Anyways, Dr. Lauren Zimmerman, welcome to the show. Freed, tell us what we're going to be drinking on today's show as we move things right on along to the first segment of Booch Ball, which is, of course, What we're drinking.
What we're drinking.
What we're drinking.
Yeah, so this is going to be a second time through the Booch Ball Gauntlet for GT's Fall Edition, Living in Gratitude. Was well received in previous years. We had our friend Nick Danger on. Ended up with an aggregate score of 7.8 a couple years ago, so we'll have to see how it compares today.
Wow. Do you guys want me to read the little poem or whatever that they have?
Only if you use your cowboy voice.
No, that's not GT's. GT Dave is kind of like an AI wellness robot.
All right, let's hear your GT Dave impression.
Okay. Over 28 years ago, I began my mission to share kombucha with the world. I only knew one thing, and that was that it would improve people's lives. Never did I imagine that it would become so strong that the robots would rise and take over the world. Never would I have ever thought. Never mind. Wait, sorry. But with the
is this your cowboy voice?
No, this is my AI wellness robot voice.
Oh, okay. Good.
I misspoke there. He did not. The AI has not taken over the world.
It was implied.
But with the love and loyal support of friends like you, yeah, right, I have been able to fulfill my mission. I have been able to fulfill my wellness mission. I recognize there are many other beverage options to choose from, but I am grateful that you have chosen Synergy to nourish your body, mind, and soul.
Yeah.
Good. He should hang out with the ETF5 bot now. I think they would be friends.
Beep, boop, beep. Yeah, nice. So yeah, this is a pumpkin spice latte in a booch. Apple, turmeric, carrot, spices.
Featuring no spices. Pumpkin. Featuring yeah. No pumpkin at all.
No pumpkin at all.
It's also cider spices. Cider spice.
Yeah,
pumpkin.
This is an apple cider booch. Lauren, you said that you were feeling a little hesitant.
Yeah, I like a booch that's as close to juice as possible. And this sounds like this
is juicy. Know, it's appley and carroty juicy. It's an earthy.
Yeah, carrot. Notoriously juicy.
Earthy juice. Carrots are dripping.
Yeah. Earth juice sounds so delicious.
What does?
But maybe not my
Earth
thing.
Juice.
Earth juice?
Earth juice?
Earthy. It's an earthy, juicy.
Is that what you just said, Fried?
Hey, well. Regardless, let's get into it.
I do like an apple cider. I do like an apple cider.
I've noticed the sediment here is very orange.
It's the turmeric. Yeah. It's got to be.
Carrot. The color is really throwing you off.
All right. Let's do a little sniff tester, yeah?
It smells like turmeric. Like,
yeah, turmeric.
And carrot.
It smells earthy. It smells like earth juice. You're absolutely right. Spicy.
So, right. Lauren, have you had kombucha since last Thanksgiving?
Drum roll. Nope.
All right. Unlike any other for Lauren.
You've had
BT. My yearly kombucha. But I did buy another kombucha when I bought this one.
Oh, nice.
And I used the Booch Ball rating system to buy it.
What'd you
Which
get?
One?
The guava.
Guava goddess?
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good. So wait, how do you mean you use the Booch Ball rating system to buy it?
I don't know. I think I remember you guys saying that one rated highly.
I remember you guys saying that it was.
I'm trying to remember what kombuchas we've had with you. I know we had the pineapple peach Kavita. We had.
Yeah, that was the first
we
one.
We did cosmic cranberry.
And didn't we do blood orange?
I can't remember that orange episode. Yeah. That was our blood orange because then we did our spooky thigh tat packed.
Yeah,
spooky.
That's right.
Yeah.
So still another year without a spooky thigh tat.
That Alex's girlfriend talked him out of.
I don't have a girlfriend, Lauren.
Bummer.
Does that mean you'll get a tattoo with me now?
I haven't had a girlfriend for like a
I
year
usually
and
get
half.
A call when you go through a breakup.
Well, there was nothing to break up. There's nothing I'm not broken up with and I'm not broken up with. Does that make sense?
You didn't DTR?
Sounds like a ghost.
No, we didn't. No. Nope. Not yet. Going into the Christmas and everything like that. All anyways, right.
Let's
we
get
digress.
Back into this booch.
Let's drink
back
some booch. Enough about my relationships, Christ. I got enough to deal with having to deal with Fried every week.
He's got his hands full.
And my,
it's earth
and
juice.
My belly. Yeah.
Lauren, the floor is yours. First impression.
Not good.
You like turmeric stuff? This tastes like turmeric. This is very turmeric driven.
Yeah. Which is like good for you. And I feel like this would be good for my stomach, but not good for my taste buds.
So this is my second fall edition of the season. And I am of the impression that they've added more spices since last time. This one's way more fall cidery than previous years, I feel like. And I don't think that's a good thing. I think it's gone downhill.
I actually like it quite a bit.
Okay.
I just don't think that the cider spices go well with the vinegary booch.
I don't taste it being vinegary at all. I feel like they've done a good
Well, Alex, you're a hardened kombucha drinker.
That's what I say when I'm on dates. Something about me. Well,
you go on first dates and you pull up your phone. You're like, do you want to listen to my podcast?
I think he leads with the band and that just like eventually moves into the podcast.
Yep. You got to lead with the band.
You're every woman's dream first date. Pull out a guitar in your podcast.
Yep.
Pull out a guitar and a kombucha.
A song about kombucha.
All right. So we're going to be drinking on this GT's fall edition as we talk a little bit about Michigan, the Wolverines. Maybe a little other college football, but we'll start with Michigan, Alex. Should we move on to the next segment?
Are you saying it's time to move on to what we're thinking?
I'm not allowed to say what we're thinking. You're the transition
what
master.
What we're thinking.
Yeah, I already kind of teed it up. Lauren, you nailed it. It's time for what we're thinking.
So what's Michigan's name again? The spies, the watchers, the Michigan binoculars.
What are you doing a joke about?
I don't know where you're going with this.
Yeah, me neither.
Boo.
Sometimes I don't know where I'm going, and you're hoping something's gonna a path is gonna open
my
up.
Girlfriend
it,
here,
it just didn't.
Sorry about my girlfriend there. Yeah, well, Lauren, we know that you're a big, Michigan fan. Obviously, you've got some things to be grateful for this season. I think what we should go around with now that we're drinking the GT's Fall Edition, Living in Gratitude. Sure, it's been a bumpy road for us Canes fans, but, you know, there's been some nice things to have around in the college football world. We're getting towards the end of the season. Before we know it, in the blink of an eye, it's going to be over. So let's think about what are some things that we've been grateful for this season. Anybody want to start?
Tough sledding on our end. I'll take it, though. I'm grateful for our 4-0 start. We had a really great day in Philadelphia with all of us at the Booch Ball Live Temple game. We were 4-0. We were feeling good, hanging out with some college friends. We brought some kombucha. I got some local Philadelphia kombucha brought to the tailgate. And
the Golf High Clan kept us warm.
Yeah, it's been all downhill since the Georgia Tech game.
Well, yeah, until the Georgia Tech game happened. Yeah, that was very nice. So I'm also grateful for that nice little Temple trip, even though my wallet got stolen when I was in Philadelphia. But I got to hang out with my friends, despite of all that Philadelphia tried to do to me.
Fair.
I'm grateful for tangentially related to Miami football, but a lot of our friends have gotten married in the last year or two. And it's been just like this big Miami reunion, and it has reinvigorated my enthusiasm for all things Miami, including Miami football. So I started this season so high, and then Georgia Tech happened, and the U was officially not back. But it's still sick.
But I was still visiting. I was visiting Durr and Rebecca during the Georgia Tech game. And, you know, the warmth of our friendship and camaraderie really kind of made it all wash away in the end.
That's what it's all about.
Well,
you just can't tally that on the scoreboard.
You really can't. Nope. I am grateful that we've had another season of Michael Penix. He just really
a lot
has,
of Penix this year.
Yeah, he's just added a fun little flair to the football season that we've got this guy with the last name Penix. It's just funny, and it's fun to say, and he's killing it.
And with any luck, next week we'll get Penix versus Bo Nix again, part two.
Yeah, in the Pac-12 championships. Yeah, so I'm
in Seattle. He's a local hero.
Yeah, exactly. Have you been to one of their games? You live like pretty close.
I have.
Wow.
It is such a fantastic football venue. They call it the greatest setting in college sports. And it's true. Like on a clear day, you can see the Cascade Mountain Range and Mount Rainier over the lake. And people are out like on boats. We call it sailgating.
Yeah.
Not we.
I've heard about that. Sailgating. Yeah.
It's pretty sick. It's a really fun environment. And there's a lot of music that comes from Seattle. And so that like all plays to the stadium, like Jimi Hendrix and Nirvana. And
that's phenomenal.
Thankfully not that much Pearl Jam, yeah. But yeah, good vibe.
Does the Phoenix have another year of eligibility?
I can't imagine, but I haven't heard about him being talked about like in the draft conversation.
He was a sophomore at Indiana and then he transferred. I feel like he might have one more in the tank if he wants it.
Why would he?
Why would he stay or why would he go?
Why would he stay?
Because he may not be a day one QB pick, and with NIL, he could make a few million by staying. And maybe he wants to win an Natty, or maybe his draft stock isn't high enough. But I mean, whether or not we get Phoenix next year, I think Seattle would be a phenomenal booch ball road trip spot, especially if there's room in the Hershey Zimmerman backyard for us to camp.
Ooh, I got a room for you guys. I got a rooftop. That would be so fun.
I'll take the room. Freed, you get the room.
Now that
the
rooftop.
Now that Washington is in the Big Ten, there's a Michigan-Washington game at Washington, so that's going to be big for this house.
That's next year?
Next year. I'm so pumped.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to go sailgating. You guys are welcome to join, as long as we're all Team Michigan.
Okay.
I've been told that I am required – this is by Sam Jazzo. I've been told that I'm required to go to the Miami game in Cal next year since Miami is playing in California. So there might be a West Coast football road trip in store for me.
I bet superfan Jake Hennessy would probably be attending that game.
Is he a Cal in Cali?
Isn't that LA?
He's in Palo Alto area.
That's north. That's by Berkeley.
Yeah.
Is Cal Berkeley?
Yeah, Berkeley. Yeah. Not that I really know where Berkeley is. I was just thinking that the other day that I don't really know where Cal Berkeley is.
It's the Bay Area.
It's like east of San Francisco across the bay.
Berkeley. Anyways, yeah. There's also going to be, since my cousin went to Florida State, Florida State is playing, here, ready for this? Florida State, Georgia Tech in Dublin, Ireland next year to kick off the season. Just like how who was it that played this year? It was like Notre Dame and like Navy.
Northwestern?
Was it Northwestern?
I meant to say east to the comments.
What's in the comments? I'm not following.
Someone I apparently said west of SF, which is just the Pacific Ocean.
Probably Jason.
West.
Oh, who's to say?
I said east.
Get off. Get off Lawrence Phoenix in the comments, okay?
The comments aren't loading on my end. I can't pin anything.
I don't know my cardinal directions.
Yeah, bro. I just know my Stanford cardinal. Let's go.
The trees.
Anyways, all right. So this is what we're thankful for. Oh, I'm also thankful for Reuben Bain. I feel like that's been a fun little thing to have for us.
Yeah, he started the season so hot, and our defensive line, I think it's overlooked. I mean, we played a top 10 Louisville team, whether they're really a top 10 Louisville team or not. They're ranked in the top 10, and we didn't have three quarters of our starting defensive line. No Leonard Taylor. No Mezador, no Nigelie Kelly. It's just Reuben Bain and a bunch of third stringers.
Right.
Like literally. Yeah. So, you know, I'm happy with the effort we showed against Louisville. Even if we didn't pull out the win, we were in position to get there. We said hello, Ginger. Hello again to Tyler Van Dyke.
Tyler played a fine game. You know?
He played a fine game. Yeah. He wasn't phenomenal.
He was serviceable.
He was serviceable. We were fortunate that Louisville likes man defense because Tyler does not do well against the zone. So who knows?
Yeah, true that. Well, we'll see what happens. But yeah, you know, fine. Just a bummer. Hopefully we'll at least beat BC. But Lauren, you've had a kind of an interesting season here as a Michigan fan. Best season like ever for you guys, at least like in the past 20-ish years probably. but clouded over by the scandals of the Connor Stallions Spygate situation. So walk us through, what's the mindset of a Michigan fan right about now?
We're pissed, Alex. We're pissed. Why? I have three takeaways.
And I'm whispering. I'm whispering.
I cannot contain my rage.
I'd like
You're
to
doing
know,
a pretty good job of it.
I'd like to know kind of what happened the first time you heard about this. Like the first time you heard Connor Stallions' name. What was the scenario? Okay. And what was going through your mind?
Okay. So first it was like, this is so stupid. Because all the headlines were Michigan is sign stealing, which not every team, but a lot of teams have a sign stealing guy. Like you can watch film, you can watch it on TV. People have sign stealing guys, and that was Connor Stallions for us. And so it was like no big deal. And then it was like, oh, he went to the games. And we're like, okay, he broke a technicality. What is he getting out of a cell phone camera on the sideline that he couldn't get from a television broadcast in HD? So it's like, what is going on here? Why do people care so much? Then we learned that people care so much because Ohio State hired a PR firm to slowly leak this information to keep it in the news cycle and to amplify it as much as
possible. Is that real?
That is real. It was proven. They hired a PR firm to make Michigan look as bad as possible. Ohio State, I know I'm doing my Trump hand right now. That's how
Trust
pissed
me.
I am.
It happened.
I won't even attempt. But yeah, they hired a PR firm. Ohio State, the other Big Ten schools had this information last year, but Ohio State decided to leak it this year to put a damper on Michigan's season, which
it's working.
One is so annoying, but two is like next level rivalry shit, and I kind of respect it.
Yeah.
But it's really annoying, and that's why this news will not get out of the news cycle, and it's annoying. Hopefully it's annoying everyone by this
point. Did you guys play the game as undefeated teams, both of you, last year? I feel like it was the same situation,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Remind me, because I have a short-term memory. What happened? Who made the playoffs? I'm genuinely don't remember.
Michigan made the playoffs. Bro. We played in the Fiesta Bowl.
So Michigan won the game. They won the Big Ten championship.
Mm-hmm.
They played TCU. That's right.
Yeah.
And Ohio State did not make the playoffs, right?
It all went to shit when we played TCU, but yeah.
Well, because you didn't have their signs.
Right.
They see what I said, like the last year they had this information, so people knew that we had been stealing signs, which honestly I think.
But they weren't scouting TCU in advance. They didn't have the all 22 Connor Stallions video from the sidelines. Because nobody expected.
I think I read that TCU still changed their signs before the game because they were so worried about Michigan stealing their signs. And then we lost, and it's because we couldn't steal their signs.
Yeah. So I feel like that's kind of the Michigan side of it is like, yes, we were stealing signs. It's not that big of a deal. It is a big deal because obviously it cost us the TCU game because we didn't have the signs because we hadn't stolen them. But
Because our star running back Blake Corum was hurt.
Right.
But
because he gave his leg for the team.
Is that why they gave up 49 points? Because your running back was hurt?
Shut the fuck up. I have two more takeaways.
Barely contain her rage.
You're really ramping me up right now and I can't handle it. Okay. Connor Stallions is a fucking lunatic. Anytime a story involves a white man with a 600-page manifesto is not going to end well. A manifesto has never been used in a good way. Like, this man is clinically insane.
That's what they call it, a manifesto.
The Michigan manifesto.
That's what they call it, a manifesto.
Because no woman has ever written a manifesto about college football.
For sure.
Especially.
Probably not. You could.
Okay, so he's an insane person, and it would have been fine. I mean, Michigan was going to sue the hell out of the Big Ten.
Do you think Jim Harbaugh is a sane person?
Harbaugh is also not sane, but more sane than Connor Stallions.
Okay. You know, my middle school's mascot was the Stallions, and the girls' teams were the Lady Stallions. Just throwing that out there.
There's something there. Dig deeper. Follow the money.
Okay, my last take about this is if you want to get away with murder, you don't move the body. And that's what Michigan
attempted to do.
Why Michigan got in trouble, because Michigan was going to sue the Big Ten, probably had a good shot, and then it got found that our linebacker coach
destroyed evidence,
aided in a cover up, and that's when we had to accept Harbaugh's suspension. So you don't move the fucking body.
So Harbaugh has now served two of the three games of the suspension, right?
Yeah, and the third one will be Ohio State. And honestly, one of Michigan's great strengths is their ability to adjust at halftime. And I've got to say, a lot of that is probably Harbaugh. I think Miami has seen the end of that because Miami hired Michigan's old offensive coordinator, Josh Gattis.
I don't want to talk about that. That Broyles Award was because of the signs. It must have been.
Exactly.
But it turned out Harbaugh was making the offensive play calls and Josh Gattis wasn't doing shit. And Miami found that out when he was
here's terrible. What I would like to see as a Miami fan. Can we get Mario Cristobal suspended for game days? How can we figure out how to do that? So somebody else can be the game managing coach. Right.
He is more of the CEO recruiting.
Mario
type.
Is That's, so he's good just until getting he gets time on the away. Field, right?
He should be sitting with the recruits at the games.
Yes. It's a win-win. It's a win-win. We need a game. We need our 11th assistant coach. Forget safeties or we don't need 2D line coaches. We need a game management guy who stands next to Mario and whispers in his ear and says, like, nail the ball. Hey, nail it.
That's actually really good. I can barely contain my rage.
There's Freed. A minute left. We can run out the clock without running the ball.
All right, Freed. That's a good idea to help Miami kind of get over the hump a little bit. But I also wanted to bandy around with you guys were some other ideas and some other, you know, obviously Connor Stallions had a 600-page Spygate manifesto. So obviously he's come up with a lot of really good ideas for how to steal some signs. But I was wondering if we could go around and maybe think about some other kind of creative ways to help, Miami or other teams steal signs in the future. I'll just get things started off. I feel like there's something with the mascots that we can infiltrate. That's the problem with Connor Stallions. Like, he's wearing his thing.
Those mascots can go wherever they want.
Mascots can do whatever they want.
Locker room, and during halftime. And
if, let's say it was like a sponsored mascot or like you like
the Booch Ball, like Booch Robot.
You can be one of those Red Bull girls on the field handing out free Red Bulls.
And you could put the glasses on them that has the little video thing in the glasses, and then they could stand on the sideline at, say, Central Michigan and watch the other team.
Wait, another is that the Red Bull thing again? Wait, what was that again?
That was another thing Connor Stallions did.
Yeah.
He dressed up as a coach for Central Michigan and somehow was on their sideline. Right.
Yeah. I know, yeah. But he's already thought of that. That's why he has to think of other ideas.
I like the mascot idea. They can I mean, honestly, it doesn't even have to be a mascot. Just a guy with a clipboard can get in wherever you want. Anywhere. Just
Or a hot girl with a lanyard.
Oh, hot girl with lanyard. That's good. I feel like Miami should be doing that, right? Like, we've got the resources to have hot girls with lanyards.
Yeah, just put Alex Earl on the sideline. And
ooh, we could do like sideline reporter kind of thing. That's interesting. So you know how there's like this whole like big issue with the NFL right now because one of the sideline reporters said on a podcast that she was making up sideline reports. Have you heard about this?
I bet she was making that up. She was probably just making something up
just to seem cool on the Barstool podcast. Maybe. But that's a big thing. Like, people got really mad at her because she was like, whatever. It's like anti-journalism. But hot, and not to be sexist, but hot girl sideline reporter infiltrating the other team's sideline, getting into the locker room at halftime with the journalism credentials. That's an idea, guys. That's an idea. I think we need a double agent is really what we need. We need to have somebody who's working, somebody who's part of like an ESPN or dare I say the CW. Now that the ACC games are being aired on the CW people would be the last people that anyone would expect.
What's on the CW other than, you know, football
One Tree Hill?
What's on there?
Supernatural.
I've never stumbled upon the CW.
The show about vampires that isn't
That's something I want to watch.
I think it's like all fantasy TV shows for teenagers on the CW.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like there's reruns of what's the show that Drake was on?
One Tree Hill, that one.
No.
Oh,
Degrassi.
Degrassi, yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely Degrassi reruns going on.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll never turn on the CW. I don't care if Miami's playing on there. I'll boycott that.
I have one more idea. How have we not hacked into the helmet radios yet? How has that not been a thing? How are we not just... the offensive coordinators are all sitting up in a booth. We should be just stealing all that shit. Steal all the data.
That goes to my point of like people like stealing signs, and stealing signs is a wider phenomena than Michigan because they have the opportunity to like put those things in all of the helmets and do this all digitally, but they like doing the signs because they like being able to steal other signs. Like this has been put up for debate before, but yeah, I don't know. They always seem to have wires, which means I don't think it's digital. I think it's all wired in so that that doesn't happen.
It's just trailing off the field.
Literally, Harbaugh has a wire guy who just follows him around with a cable.
Because you can't risk the Bluetooth going out in the middle of a game.
Yeah.
The QBs need wires. That would be good. The QB had a wire that like went all the way back to the field, and you can kind of tug on it and be like, hey.
He's making a run when he should.
Play clock's running out. Tap him. You send the snake. All right, that's enough. Let's move on. It's time for the final segment of our show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, happy Thanksgiving. We're here drinking the GT's Fall Edition, Living in Gratitude. I think it's time for us to do a quick stop on the Bucha Barometer, and I will read the prayer of gratitude that is listed on this bottle here. Okay. My heart fills with gratitude as I reflect on the many blessings the universe has bestowed upon me. From the air in my lungs to the beat of my heart, every breath and every pulse is a gift. Beep, boop. Thank you for the infinite generosity and for the constant reminder that all I ever need, I already have.
Amen.
Namaste.
Very good.
I feel refreshed.
Folks, we've told you what we're drinking, what we're thinking. It's now time for the final, but not least segment of Booch Ball, which is, of course, who we're picking.
Who we're picking.
Very good.
Who are we picking
today?
We got some good rivalries in store today, I feel like. We got Oregon State, the battle for the platypus trophy. What do they call this? We just looked this up. The Civil War, right?
The Civil War, yeah. Lauren, have you heard about this? It's the Oregon State Beavers versus the Oregon Ducks, and it's the battle for the platypus trophy.
I learned about this on my one and only news source for college football, Booch Ball.
Oh, my God. Damn, she's up to date.
We also got Florida State. There's not like a real rivalry name, but apparently, according to the internet, some people call it the Sunshine Showdown. I don't know if I'm buying that, but
the Sunshine there's that. Showdown.
Of that course, we like got the game.
A song the by Jimmy game Buffett. Of
the
week.
The Safety School Showdown.
It's the Sunshine Showdown. And then we got a battle for New England in the Yankee Doodle Dandy, UConn versus UMass.
Oh. You forgot the game.
I mentioned that while you were talking.
Oh,
the game will also be in there.
Oh my God. Well, let's get it started, shall we? All right. We've got Oregon State at Oregon, the Civil War, Oregon, Bo Nix and the Ducks favored by 13.5 over DJ Uyagalongalale. Freaked it. Who do you got in this one?
I do think Oregon wins, but I'm going to take State with the 13.5 points. That's just too many in a rivalry game like this. Lauren?
Very well.
I also was really surprised by the spread for this game. Oregon State has been having a decent season, and it's a rivalry game, so I think they'll cover the spread, but Oregon will win.
Bo Nix just isn't he just doesn't have the Penix. He doesn't have that Penix energy.
The big Penix energy.
Facts. I'm with you guys. Beavers all the way. I love Beavers.
Okay. What about Sunshine Showdown? Alex, we got Florida State by 6.5 with no Jordan Travis.
No Jordan Travis. Gruesome leg injury, and he's out. But Freed, guess what? It's not going to matter. Florida State's going to pull through. They've got this dude, Tate Rodemaker, or whatever the hell you pronounce his name. And I think he's going to, like, it's not like Jordan Travis was the Michael Penix of this team. I think even once they have their Penix removed, they will still be able to win the game. And maybe
figuratively speaking, of course.
That's right. I've got FSU covering this one.
Lauren, what do you got?
I have been watching FSU play most of these weeks, and they have been getting by the skin of their teeth, and it's pissing me off.
By the foreskin?
They are not as good as their record says. I think this is where they finally go down to Florida.
Mm. Okay.
I think if Jordan Travis didn't get hurt, the spread would be more similar to the Oregon State spread. But a lot of unknowns here. I do think Florida State is going to cover, but I expect this game to be close in the second half. Florida, I don't know. Florida's also pretty bad, although I could see anything happening in this game, but I'm going to take Florida State to cover.
I personally hope Florida State wins because a Michigan-Florida State playoff game would just be the thing of my dreams.
Oh, so easy. That's easy money.
That yeah. And it's
well, they're going to lose to Louisville, though, so that's tough. Yeah. Without Jordan Travis, I like Louisville in that matchup at this point.
I don't know about that.
We'll talk about it next week.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, all right, talk about the game.
The game?
The game.
You mean the one where the Ohio State University travels to Michigan to take on Big Blue? Big Blue and Yellow favored by 3 points? In the big Mace. Game, in the big stadium that they play in?
I wonder if we're all going to project this game the same way as we do every year. Only time will tell.
Where Freed has no faith and he's proven wrong every year.
Huh. Well, I'll go first, folks. I got to say, Big Blue all the way, baby. Go Blue. Go Blue. It wouldn't be Thanksgiving without me pandering to my friend Lauren and David. Let's go, Big Blue. Spygate or not.
I will be taking the Buckeyes to cover and probably to win. But we'll see what happens.
This marks the fourth year in a row of this happening.
You're not helping my rage situation, Freed.
You can barely contain it.
Michigan's going to win this game, head coach or not. And it'll be like the last couple years where it's by a pretty big margin, too.
So they're going to cover? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. More than cover.
Over, under, or let's see, how many crocodile tears will that assistant coach cry if Michigan wins? Are you thinking over under lots of them? Or do you think he'll have settled in? Do you think he'll be crying more than the last game? Or do you think he'll be crying less? Or do you think they're going to seek him out?
Less. Win? Yeah.
And I think that was a one-time deal. But we're not done picking, folks.
Home against the.
Are you making fun of him? Because I thought that was really sweet. He was really emotional.
Yeah, I'm making
That's
fun
boy.
Of him.
That's his boy. They won a war together.
They really let him swear a lot, too.
I know. He got away with like 3 curse words, like 3 fucks.
I fucking love you, coach.
Fucking love this team.
That would never happen on the CW. No. All right, so one more pick of the day. We're going to go to the bottom of the college football barrel, just like we're going to go to the bottom of our kombucha and finish off this sediment. Although I actually probably am not going to finish this because I'm going to dinner after.
Bottoms up.
Interesting kombucha. I'm curious to see how the ratings are going to look on this one. But for now, we got UConn favored by 2.5 against UMass in what one Reddit commenter suggested should be called the Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Mm. Spoken like a true Florida man. All right. UConn at UMass. You know there's only one way to go for a boy from Darien, Connecticut. It's UConn all the way, baby. Go Huskies.
I will be taking the Minutemen in revenge against UConn for ruining my Final Four experience.
Whatever.
I'm going to pander right back to Alex and go with UConn.
You guys.
That's where Grandma McGuire went to school, baby. Love to see it. Go women's basketball. All right. It's now time for us to make our pick as Miami travels to BC, Boston College, into the frigid grass fields
How cold is it going to be in that neck of the woods on Friday?
Say it again. My neck of the woods, it's already cold. It's starting to get cold. I came in last night. It was 38 degrees.
It's cold in Houston today. I had to wear a sweater to play golf. 45
degrees right now. Let's see what it's going to be like. It's going to be, it's going to be in like the 30s probably.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's a day game.
Yeah, but it's
probably like high. It's raining in 46 degrees. Probably high 30s, I'll say.
Okay. Fair enough. So Miami, 8.5-point favorites.
Sorry.
Where my dog's at?
Go Huskies.
Here's my psychotic little dog.
8.5-point favorites somehow against Boston College on the road. That's a little surprising, but we're going to get a healthy dose of Tyler Van Dyke, I guess. No Ja'Kari Brown, as is tradition. I mean, I don't get it, but whatever. Score predictions. What do we got?
Bye. Sorry.
You know what? I'm going to say Miami gets their last one of the season. Fuck the expectations. Canes are going to squeak one out, 31-30 over BC. Field goal, last play of the game. Andres Borregales kicks it in for the Canes to win.
Okay. What do you think, Lauren?
I think it will be a little closer than we want because I truly think the cold is going to be tough for this team. But yeah, I think Miami will win maybe 27-24.
Okay. I'm feeling a renewed sense of calm and confidence after last week.
Was it after I read that prayer?
That definitely helped.
Yeah.
I actually think Miami's going to take care of business. I'm going to go with 23 points for Miami. 23 and let's say 23-10. I see a defensive awakening coming. And watch this. Miami is going to get that safety that we deserve.
Oh, my God. I was you didn't get to talk about this. I was booing I was just booing the entire game. Like the entire game, I was just like, like my mom was like getting mad at me, and I was just like, I'm sorry, I gotta do this.
ACC refs, you gotta hate them.
Oh, you're gonna review that? Why don't you review the safety from last week?
Yeah,
while you're at it, review the safety from 2 weeks ago. While you're at it.
They did review the safety. That's the craziest part.
It really is.
What is going on?
That first half of that Louisville game was painful. It was a review every 5 seconds. The game took so long.
I went hoarse from booing so much.
I bet.
I couldn't even do my patented, sir, I respectfully disagree, the thing where I scream like, sir, I respectfully disagree. I couldn't do that because it wasn't. There was no respect.
There's no respect.
There's no love lost between me and those referees. But even so, I still live in gratitude every single day. Just not in those refs. All right, everybody. What do we think about this GT's fall edition? It's time for us to give our final score for this one.
Yeah, for the Boochies at home, let me give you a little reminder about the scoring system we use here on Booch Ball. Starts at 0, which is the worst thing ever tasted, and goes all the way up to a 10, which is the best thing ever. I am a little down on living in gratitude this year, especially compared to previous years. It was never one of my favorites, but for the past few years, I've always kind of looked forward to my first fall edition of the season. 7 is would recommend, and I can't get there. I don't even know if I'd buy this again. That's a 6. I think I would, because it's a hallmark of the season. So I'm gonna buy it, but I'm not happy about it. So I'm going 6-1.
6-1?
6-1.
Okay. LZ.
It grew on me the more I drank it, but I don't know why you would buy this and not just regular apple cider. Like, it's just a less good cider. I'm gonna give it a 5.
Five. She would drink it. Okay.
All right.
I'm drinking it.
I knew I was going to come and have to do some heavy lifting on behalf of this Booch, which may be one of my favorites of the year. I'm glad that this was actually in our top 10. I think this is a delicious. I like the turmeric and carrot vibe, and I think it paired very nicely with the apple. And it, yeah, I do like a cider, but this, this gave a little bit more depth to it. And for that, I will be giving this an 8.3.
Wow. That's a big time score out of you, Alex.
Delicious booch. I very much.
I always knew you had bad taste.
Go drink a Cavita. Why don't you next year, since you've already hit your quota.
All right. The ETF 5 bot doing some calculations over here.
Please love me. My mother started this company. I love my mommy, my motherboard.
That is why GT Dave started drinking kombucha. So if you recall, it's for your mother's health, and let's be thankful for that. So final score is
in. I keep getting food poisoning. Do you think kombucha will make that stop?
A little bit.
Can't help. Terrible. Can't hurt, might help. As Allison says,
can't hurt, might help.
Can't hurt, might help.
We got an average score here, folks, of 6.47. So big time decline from previous years. It's all those extra fall spices they threw in there. It's got to be
5 from Lauren that really dragged it down. I feel like go drink a cider.
Any given booch ball, it's fair. All's fair game. Go.
I usually overrate the kombuchas with you guys. So
she did give the Cavita pineapple.
She could barely contain her rage all show, and finally she unleashed it on the.
It's tainting my preferences for this kombucha.
So much for living in gratitude for this booch, but Dr. Lauren Zimmerman Hershey, we always live in gratitude that every Thanksgiving week we get to spend it with you here on Booch Ball. Is there anything you'd like to leave the lovely boochies with?
I'm gonna leave them with
amen, sister.
Well said.
Boochies, we love you. We are grateful for you, Freed. I'm grateful for you as well. You know,
hey, thanks, man. Back at you.
Thanks, brother. And as always,
stay cultured. Peace.
Bye.